Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Paul Savage alongside you. Jad Chambers producing. An hour to go. We're thankful for all of you, and we're thankful to be able to talk to the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney. Brian, we want to chat about KU basketball as it compares to Gonzaga. We've got some KU football to talk about as well. But before we do any of that, let me tell you what our cast of degenerates is putting together for our Thanksgiving meal here on Sports Daily between us and the listeners. And we're going for whatever non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions there are. So I'll ask you, right now we're serving Bloody Marys, tequila, and cold duck, which is a form of wine. Deviled eggs is an appetizer to go alongside tamales and celery casserole with pumpkin pie and Dutch apple pie for dessert. You in on that? And do you have any non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions to add to our smorgasbord here?
Wow, that's an impressive spread, guys. I'm definitely in on that. Count me in. As soon as I get back from Orlando, I'll be right over. But yeah, I don't know that I have any non-traditional traditions, because for me, we always seem to have a holiday tournament this time of year. I haven't had a Thanksgiving actually at home with my family in about 15 years. But talking to you today, sitting on the runway in St. Louis en route to Orlando, I told the pilot when I boarded about an hour ago, my good buddies Paul and Jacob at KFH needed to talk for 10 minutes about KU basketball and KU football. He kindly pulled the flight over here in St. Louis for a brief amount of time.
I'm sure everybody else on board there appreciates that, too.
You know, there was one guy in a sweatshirt who gave me the stink eye, but otherwise, they're all on board.
Oh, my goodness. That's tremendous.
Let's start with football, Brian, real quick. Another nice effort against TCU, which was great to see following the Texas game, that there wasn't a letdown. And now a chance to for sure exceed expectations. West Virginia at home in Lawrence. There's a bit of momentum right now for the Jayhawks. Boy, how big would a win to finish out this year be for this program?
It would be huge, no doubt. And this club absolutely feels like they can accomplish that. West Virginia has been a little bit Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Some weeks it's hard to know what to expect, but they're going for bowl eligibility, so a lot of motivation on the West Virginia side. But for Kansas, the Jayhawks really feel like they've found something special in Jalen Daniels, the quarterback. They feel like they're hitting their stride as a team overall. And it's really kind of one of those feelings right now you wish you had another month of the year, because they're peaking and they're now out of football games after Saturday. So clearly it's a club that wishes it had more possibilities in front of a good season. But you know, Jalen certainly backed up what we saw out of him in Austin with another great performance, 22 of 30. 255 yards, two touchdowns passing, one rushing. He was our guest on Hawk Talk last night, which you probably heard right here on KFH. So charismatic, just such a wonderful personality that truly gets the opportunity he has here to take this job and run with it and be the most settled in and established quarterback we've had a chance since Todd Reesing. So I'm excited about, you know, what his last game of the sophomore season will look like. And then, as we talked about last week, he can get last season back as a COVID redshirt year. So he'll still have three seasons to play. And so I think if they could end this year on an upswing with a 2-2 month of November by beating West Virginia, they'd take all kinds of momentum in signing day next month and into spring ball here in a couple of months. And so that's certainly the focus this week, is finishing on a high note. that and you have 16 seniors you're going to honor, and you think about guys like Kyron Johnson, Kwame Lassiter, that are super seniors that have been around for 6 years, had numerous position coaches, and these guys deserve to go out on a high note too. So hopefully we'll see Kansas have a victorious Saturday. And I know it's one of those weekends where the students are gone, obviously, and so you're not going to quite have the same 12th man you normally would, but get out and support these guys. They clearly deserve it after these last two great showings on the road last couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll see that type of atmosphere and energy at the booth on Saturday night.
I'm going to throw out a word to you, Brian. One word, because it might be the most important word when it comes to any college football team or any football team, period, in America. And that word is buy-in. Brian, yeah. I bought in. I have bought in to this team that the corner is turned. I have bought in. If I buy in, and I'm not an easy buy, but I've bought in, this team has got to have bought in as well. And I would imagine the people that you are around, you're starting to see community buy-in. You're starting to see individual buy-in. You're starting to see maybe sponsor buy-in. But buy-in is a big word, and I'm starting to see that with this team. Am I wrong?
I completely agree. You know, Coach Leifold got a standing ovation last night at the end of his final Hawk Talk of the year from a standing room only crowd. I mean, he has connected with the fan base, clearly won the players over months ago. I mean, the fact that they played some of their best football in November after 8 straight losses when some other teams might have kind of started packing it in shows just how much they believe in this coaching staff and what they're building here. And so buy-in is tremendous. I think it's going to be fun to see what December and January looks like in terms of recruiting. But, they're going to get recruits from all over here in terms of the portal. They'll dip into the JC ranks a little bit. And then, obviously, a heavy dose of high school seniors. And they've blanketed the state of Kansas, really prioritizing there. State of Texas, which is always the number one talent hotbed in Big 12 country. Last two weekends, guys, they play on Saturday at Texas and TCU. They sent assistant coaches out on Thursday to get out there 2 days early to see and be seen with that Jayhawk on their chest. And so I think recruits are buying in, donors are buying in, clearly the fan base has as well. And that's where I say, man, if they could tack on one more, not to get greedy, because I know Vegas only said we were supposed to win one, but if they could tack on one more and really finish this season, even ahead of what Mangino did in his first year when he went 2-10, just imagine all the dividends that would pay in recruiting and momentum heading into the offseason. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of buy-in. You're right, Paul, and we're excited about what the future looks like. Because keep in mind, 68 freshmen and sophomores currently on this Kansas roster. We're saying goodbye to some good seniors on Saturday night, but the bulk of the guys stir the drink for Kansas are all coming back, and most of them have 2 or 3 years to play. So it's going to be an exciting future with the player development that's going on and obviously the collective buy-in that's been on display here the last 5 months.
Let's pivot to basketball. Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, joining us from the runway as his fellow passengers wait patiently for us to finish this interview so they can get in the air. That's what's holding them back, I think.
That's right.
We watched Gonzaga last night flex pretty hard over the number two team in the country, UCLA. It made me curious to see that and where KU currently, who I think we're all bullish on at this point, would stack up there. You know, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse a bit, but it feels like a Final Four type year for KU. One of those years where they really can contend for a title. When you see a team like Gonzaga play that way against the perceived number two, how does that make you feel, and how do you think KU stacks up to something like that?
Well, it makes me think back to Thanksgiving last year and being in Fort Myers, Florida, and watching the Jayhawks go down at the hands of Gonzaga and wishing we were going to get to collide with them later in the year. Now, obviously, that Kansas team a season ago would not have been in any position to take on Gonzaga en route to the Final Four, as we had multiple players affected by COVID and injury in the month of March, and we were a shell of what we were capable of. And that was apparent in the blowout loss to USC. But you fast forward a year, we're way deeper than we were a year ago. We've seen guys emerge into potential All-American candidates like and Ochai Agbaji, and obviously Remy Martin added to the fold. He's preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. David McCormick hasn't shown it yet, but I think, you know, if you got a rematch later in the season, he would be much more capable of being a presence down low, teaming with Jalen Wilson to see what Drew Timmy could do against them. I think they'd be more equipped to go up against Timmy at that point. I haven't seen a ton of Nolan Hickman yet. I'm excited to watch him. I know he didn't do much last night, but they've added some pieces too. But I feel like our guys have come a long ways. We've gotten deeper, and a guy like Jalen Wilson, compared to what he was at this juncture a year ago when we played him, is going to be night and day different, a whole lot better. And therefore, you know, when I tell you guys, I think he's our third best player, and him rejoining the forces with Kansas tomorrow versus North Texas is going to make us instantly faster, more explosive, more scoring options on the floor, a much better rebounding team. I mean, he was the number two rebounder in the Big 12 all of last season. We haven't even seen him yet this year because of suspension. So my point is, if we were to get a rematch at some point, it would look way different than it did this time a year ago, because obviously we've done a ton of growing up. They have too, but I feel like we've got more firepower, way more than what we had this time last season. And while certainly we lose Marcus Garrett from that matchup against them last year, I think we've added enough other pieces to where Kansas would come in much more formidable. And quite frankly, Kansas should have been the number two ranked team in the country heading in the preseason. I think UCLA was slotted a little high. So hopefully we'll get that chance, because if it happens, it's probably going to come in the Final Four, and we'd certainly sign up for that in 2022.
Well, my question, probably a little unfair because the season's so young. Most teams haven't played more than, you know, four or five basketball games to this point. But your observations on Big 12 opponents for the University of Kansas, anybody caught your interest? Anybody not as good as you thought they would be? Is there somebody that's better than you thought they'd be through this early stage of the basketball season in the Big 12?
Well, that's a good question. I'll be honest with you, Paul. I haven't had a chance to watch a whole lot of other Big 12 teams as well.
Fair enough.
It's a crossover season right now. But, you know, the game I wanted to see happened at the same time as KU Texas football, and that was Texas Gonzaga. And obviously, the Zags took care of Chris Beard's bunch in that one. But we are seeing the Big 12, you know, schedule ambitiously and have some big marquee non-conference games early in the season. But, you know, truly give you much of an analyst perspective, I'd really have to sit down and watch it more, because I just haven't had that chance. But I think Baylor certainly has lived up to the top 10 ranking they have. They just dismantled Jared Hass's Stanford team a couple of days back. And curious to see what Texas Tech looks like, as they were kind of a fringe top 25 team entering the year, and they're off to a 5-0 start, but haven't really played anybody en route to that. They've got a game with Tennessee coming up here in the next week at the top 15 matchup, so that'll tell us more there. But I think Texas, still clearly in my mind, even with the loss early in the slate to Gonzaga, is the biggest threat to KU's throne. And the depth that they bring in, you know, is impressive. Everything that they added from the day Chris Beard was hired, I mean, they've got almost as many new pieces to mix in as Kansas does. And so watching them now won't compare to what they're going to be in a couple of months once those guys are fully integrated and mixed into the system. So do want to see more basketball, and here in another week I'll start watching more basketball. But as any sportscaster knows, the month of November is an absolute grind. This is the schedule. Right now we're on the plane in St. Louis. This is going to get to Orlando tonight. We'll do basketball for the next 2 days in Orlando, then fly back Friday night for football in Lawrence on Saturday, and then fly back to Orlando on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for hopefully Kansas versus Alabama in a potential championship game of the ESPN Events Invitational. So 4 games, 4 days, probably about 6,000 air miles logged in between. But we're fired up for it. And honestly, it's the busiest time of year, but it's one of the best times of year. It doesn't compare to March, but it's close, especially when you have something brewing in football, which clearly Kansas now does.
You are the man. That's all I can say. Jacob, that's the man right there.
It is. And the other good thing, and I know you appreciate it, Brian, as much as the rest of us do, it's state championship week for high school football which, yeah. You know, when as it pertains to the Jayhawks, you're trying to get a look at, you know, a lot of players you'd hope that the Jayhawks can maybe get in the recruiting trail. So it's a wild time. We appreciate your efforts. I know that everybody around you would like to get in the air, so we'll let you go a little bit early this week.
There you go.
But we do appreciate your weekly chats with us here every time, Brian, as you guys make your way out, and we appreciate our friends that make it possible.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks so much, Jacob and Paul. Thanks to our friends at the Mattress Hub as well. If you're doing your Black Friday shopping, check out their deals online at themattresshub.com. This will make an amazing gift, and it's kind of one of those gifts that keeps on giving. Give your partner a brand-new mattress, and you too can enjoy it as well. You'll find the best rates, best customer service around at themattresshub.com. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. I'm certainly thankful for our partnership and friendship here on KFH. I shouted you guys out last week when Nick Channel got the big special teams fumble, the Pride of Wichita, one of our 16 seniors we're going to honor on Saturday night. So make sure you listen back for that call because we were throwing KFA some love. But certainly love the show.
Heck yeah.
Appreciate you guys, Tony Deucing, and everybody, Bruce as well. And look forward to talking to you next month about hopefully the number 2 ranked Kansas basketball team on the heels of an Orlando tournament championship this week.
You're the best, Brian. You're the best.
We're with you.
Hey,
wheels
Thomas.
Up. Safe
appreciate
travels.
It.
Appreciate it. Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. There he goes. Got interesting football now. And, of course, basketball is a 12-month-a-year, 365-day endeavor when it comes to the Kansas Jayhawks. So good luck out there. A lot of good tournament, holiday tournament basketball. It's a busy week for all three of the basketball teams, K-State, KU, and Wichita State, all get good games. So that's one of the things I love about this week, too, is just about every night you get good college basketball this time of year. And you'll have Kansas, Wichita State playing again. K-State plays again this weekend. So it'll be a lot of fun. But our appreciation to Brian Haney and all of you. Any more, wacky non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions, we'll put our final meal together here at the end of the show, but it's coming together nicely. An interesting mix. You can tweet your traditions at us. You can call us 869-1240. When we come back, a little chatter on these college jobs and how it's paying really well to just, do pretty good at your job. It's paying well to not get interviewed for other jobs, apparently. We'll look at that next on Sports Daily.
Brian Haney, of course, joins us on the KFH hotline that's sponsored by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Your phone call is welcome. 869-1240.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to jump right in here and give away our final pair of tickets to Joe Rogan's Sacred Clown Tour. That's coming to Wichita next week, Interest Bank Arena, Friday, December 3rd. Our congratulations to Mike for winning the first pair. Let's give away the other one, our last pair for the week here. Joe
Rick.
Rogan next
Rick won
week.
Our first pair.
Rick. Yeah. Rick won the pair. That's right. Rick won that first pair. Who's going to win the second pair? We'll take our second caller right now, 869-1240. Jad will take those calls off the air and get us another winner here for those final pair of tickets to Joe Rogan. So we appreciate that. Paul, it pays to be a pretty good college football coach right now when Florida and USC and LSU come on the market. You might get paid if you got any chance to be interviewed for that job, right? We've seen James Franklin get a 10-year deal. Now, James Franklin's long been rumored for lots of jobs, NFL and college. But they, you know, with those three available, Penn State wanted to make sure. Hugh Freeze at Liberty gets a big pay raise. Somewhere around $4 million a year to stay at Liberty, which is really interesting for a lot of reasons. And Mel Tucker, a couple of weeks ago, we heard that deal was, or it was last week maybe, at Michigan State, pays pretty good right now, even if you don't get one of those marquee jobs to be a big-time college football coach, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And Hugh Freeze, $4 million, $4 million to coach Liberty. I wasn't even.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I guess I'm not paying attention, or I don't know anything about sports. Maybe that's what it is. I didn't even realize Liberty was Division I. I thought they were 1AA still. I swear to gosh, that's what I thought. But I understand that they've just made the move 2 years ago, so that was news to me. But I look at the James Franklin deal with Penn State, $80 million over what, the next 9 years, 8 years, something like that? $80
million? 10. It's over
10. Is there a 10-year deal? Well, $80 million, that's still some change. And by the way, 2 days ago, he comes out and says, you know, I'm going to have an announcement for this job. And everybody's, oh, my God, he's going to go to USC. He's already announced. You know something? I thought to myself, no. You don't pre-announce the fact that you may be leaving.
Right.
You don't come out and say, I might be leaving. No, you don't do. You're saying I'm staying. That's what you do. You know, you slither out the back door when you leave a job like Penn State and go to USC. But you tease it with, I've got an announcement, I'm going to be making an announcement, and you play those kind of games. That was the worst-kept secret that James Franklin was going to re-sign. When he starts posting, I've got an announcement coming up, you don't announce that you're leaving like that. That's not how it's done. So, but the money is incredible. The money is just crazy. It's almost like it's play money. And, of course, to a certain extent it is. Where does Liberty get that kind of money? I guarantee you, I should say I can't imagine that Liberty is putting that many people into the stadium. Into a stadium. I don't know that they have a TV contract. They may, and I don't even know about it. I know their mascot is the Blaze, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what that mascot looks like. I really don't know a lot about Liberty football. It's only been Division I-A. For I think they're in their second year, so there's a lot about that I don't know. But man, the money is crazy. What's going on? This is crazy money. This is nutty money.
According a quick search here, it looks like Liberty has been anywhere from 18 to about 38,000 fans this
okay.
year. So,
all right.
So you know, decent.
Did not know that. I did not know they draw
you know,
that many
it,
people.
It's interesting. I don't think it's all that different than when you see a team like Wichita State pay Greg Marshall the way they did. Now, It all depends, Paul, on what it's doing for the university. People sometimes think about, oh, it just puts, you know, fans in the seat. And, you know, Charles Koch Arena, 10,000-person arena, one of the best home court advantages in the country, but certainly not the biggest arena in the country.
No.
But Wichita State was willing to pay. Why? Why is Alabama willing to pay? Go look at Alabama's enrollment numbers since Nick Saban's been there. It's not all about putting butts in the seats on a Saturday. It's about putting butts in the seats of classrooms, Paul.
That's right.
If by any way your coaches, by providing success, enhances the student life, and don't kid yourself, K-State, more kids go to K-State because the football team's good than would go to K-State if the football team stank. It's just the way it is. That's why coaches make so much money. It's not just attendance on a Saturday. It's attendance and enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was when enrollment is affected, that's where the big money is. Because, listen, the price of college, and I'm going to guess at Liberty, a private college, it ain't cheap. If you've got a coach that's providing this and, you know, maybe giving reasons for a kid to say, you know what, the football team's really good there, maybe I'll go there. That'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Where your value comes in. Well, that's why coaches make so dang much money.
And that was one of the arguments, if you remember, when Wichita State, what, 3-4 years ago, was really debating, and I thought very seriously with regards to, you know, bringing back Wichita State football. The main argument wasn't about how many people would they put into Cessna Stadium. That was not the main. It was how many students will now enroll because there's campus life. There's something to do on Saturday. There's a reason to be a Shocker other than just Shocker basketball. And you probably remember those arguments. And they made a lot of sense, particularly with the growth that Wichita State is trying to achieve with regards to all the new construction on the east side of the campus and the growth in that area of the academic life. It made sense to me, you know, to have football. It does make sense. But there are other reasons, and I'm so glad you brought it up, there are other reasons why one wants to be successful in football, why one wants to play top-notch quality football. And it's obvious to me that Liberty's going to make a move probably and try to move up the food chain with regards to conferences. That's going to become one of those teams, and they're starting to have some success on the field with Hugh Freeze. They will start to move up the food chain, and I'm sure as conferences go, we will see them move several times over the course of the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, I'm guessing.
All right, Paul, so here's what I'm going to tell you. And this, you want to know why coaches get paid? Nick Saban got to Alabama in 2007. Yeah?
Right.
2007 enrollment, and this is according to, I believe, the University of Alabama. 2007 enrollment was 25,580 students.
All right.
In 2021, enrollment, 38,320 students.
Seriously. Wow.
So 13,000 more students enrolled at Alabama since Nick Saban's been there. Now, he's obviously not directly responsible for all of them, but he's you know what I'm saying. The success of the Alabama football program is absolutely a part of why there are 13,000 more students there now.
Hey, you go to Alabama, you're average, a winner. You're a winner. That's what they're
last year. Last year, in this 2021-22 season, a website called collegetuitioncompare.com says for just in state students is about $12,500. For out of state, it's about $32,000.
All right.
Let's just pretend, for the sake of this argument, let's just pretend that all 13,000 of those new students at Alabama are in-state students. Of course, that's not the case, but this will help illustrate a point. Let's just assume they're all in-state. They're all paying $12,500. So, a little quick math. At 13,000 more students paying an average, well, it's not even an average, paying at minimum $12,500 a piece for tuition in a year. You know how much money that is, Paul?
How much?
$162 million. Okay? You want to know why college coaches make the that's what 13,000 students paying that.
Well, that was.
Yeah. Paying that tuition in that year, a gain of 13,000 students, is $162.5 million.
What does that do to.
If you want.
If you want to
know why college coaches make the money that they make, It's because the economic impact to the university by the success of a football program and to a lesser degree a basketball program is unbelievable. And that's at Alabama. Of course, that's, you know, that's the, you know, the largest example of it. So, you know, that's what it is. It's what's, you know, you put butts in the seats of the classroom, not the stadium. The stadium's not as big a deal.
Yeah. And that's the minimum, by the way, that the money that you were just quoting, the $162 million, that's the minimum. Every one of those kids is going to go spend thousands and thousands of dollars in the city of Tuscaloosa and contribute to the tax base of the city, the county, eventually to the state. They're probably doing that anyway. But, you know, how much does the state and or the county and the city gain as well? It's almost exponential. So that's – and I think you're being very – probably pretty conservative with that amount of money that you're quoting. So it's a fascinating thing, and I guess I certainly see that. But the reason a lot of people go to Alabama is, you know, we live and breathe with regards to the success of our school. You know, the fact that Baylor might be the Big 12 champions this year in football – I'm very excited about that. I'm proud of that. The fact that we won a national championship in basketball last year, I'm very proud of that. We wear that on our sleeves, and that's what schools want to do. That's why kids want to go to Alabama, is because when they go home, they feel like they're carrying a part of that Alabama greatness back to whatever town they go to, whatever job they go to after they graduate. They're carrying the greatness. I am a part of Alabama greatness. I'm telling you, that's the mindset of them. That's what's going on.
Well,
I get it.
We don't need to talk here about the unbelievable cost of college and whether that's not what we're trying to do. And I don't know how to evaluate the enrollment at Liberty because so much of it's online. It has exploded, but so much of it's online. When did Hugh Freeze get there? Since 2016, enrollments jumped from 75,000 to almost 95,000. But again, a lot of it's online, so I don't know what physical aspect to that is, you know, on campus. But either way, that football program being successful puts Liberty on the map and in the spotlight, and tuition is not cheap at Liberty, and it's a lot of money at stake. So if you want to know why they pay Hugh Freeze $4 million a year, just look at enrollment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why this happened. People, you know, people sometimes, I think, don't look simply at the impact of college football enough. And it's that there is so much money that can be equated to a successful college football program. So much money that at times, you know, what goes to the coach is such a small part of it, but that's why this happens. It's because the impact on the university is tremendous. And yeah, you're right, Paul. You love Baylor because Baylor's in the mix. You know, you get to the point now and you're thinking about, as an alum, you know, you're sort of equating the success based on the sports. That's just what we do. Of course, it probably has more to do with what the, you know, academically what the school's doing, and that's fine. It's just not as easy to track, you know, academic success as it is to be like, yeah, we got a good football team. I'm going to go watch the game with a bunch of alum. That's just the way it is. That's why we love sports. So it's interesting to see, and as big jobs come open that are willing to pay a lot of money, some other programs pony up. That's why K-State paid Chris Klieman like they did last year. They gave him his big bonus real quick. You don't want him to get poached. When you got a good thing going, you don't want to lose that good thing. That's why all this money gets thrown around.
Yeah, and he's a candidate for poaching, by the way. He is a candidate.
I don't know. We'll see. He got his big – they paid him last year. I don't know. That's an interesting one. You know, we'll get it there. All right. So, by the way, Wade Davis retiring just – an unbelievable run with the Royals. So our tip of the cap to Wade Davis,
sure,
who, you know, will be forever remembered as one of the great Royals and have a permanent spot ingrained in Royals' memory for being a part of one of the greatest back ends of a bullpen we've ever seen.
I think so.
So congratulations to him. 869-1240. We'll come back. We'll get we'll get through some On This Day in Sports History. November 24th should be a good one. We'll also take your calls, your tweets on your non-traditional Thanksgiving meal. We have enough for a meal here now. It's all the extras. We'll go over that meal, and it is an interesting one that we've put together from our non-traditional family and friend traditions on the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are so thankful to be a part of your day each and every day. And we'll put a bow on this. We're taking a break for the end of the week. We will not have a show tomorrow or Friday. Thankful for the ability to spend that time with our family and friends or chasing high school football champions in some cases. But hey, it's that time of year. We'll be right back on this day in sports history when Sports Daily returns. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to jump back into the phone lines, add a little bit maybe to our Thanksgiving traditions here. Charlie on the line. Charlie, thanks for joining us here on Sports Daily.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say something. I tried to call in earlier. Of course, you had a contest, and you had Brian Haney on. But the caller before me was Mike Seitz, and I know Mike Seitz, and I knew Michael's mother, too, the Air Force pilot now. And I just wanted to say that I didn't know Paul was a coach at East High, but I remember seeing Michael play when the Brown brothers were there, and it was quite an exciting football team that I thought was very interesting. But I wanted to, mainly I called first time about the reason why Detroit and Dallas always get the Thanksgiving games, and you can go back and look this up whenever they had the very first Thanksgiving games in the NFL. Some of the teams were hesitant. I've read this a couple of places, and every few years or every several years, they'll talk about it on a pregame show sometimes too. The teams are a little bit hesitant to have a short week and play on Thanksgiving Day, but Dallas and Detroit volunteered to do that the very first time, and the NFL has let them continue to do that as long as they want to. So that's how that got started. Okay, hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll talk to y'all later.
That is cool knowledge.
Thanks, Charlie.
Did not
yeah, that's
know
good
that.
Stuff. It again, the Cowboys for our family back in Texas, we're all Cowboys fans. It's part of our Thanksgiving tradition. We do our thing with Thanksgiving, and then we, plop down and scream at the TV for 3 hours, and then usually get back into some food. I love Thanksgiving football. Games all to themselves. Bears Lions, nah. I don't know how excited I am about Bears-Lions, but, it's something. So, be a little bit excited about it. Raiders-Cowboys is obviously very intriguing. Bills-Saints is pretty intriguing. I mean, obviously, you'd like to have the Saints, healthy at quarterback and those things, but there's plenty to like out of that game. Two playoff contenders. The NFL got pretty good. It's been hard lately to find interesting games featuring the Lions, who play every Thanksgiving, but,
right.
They're looking for a win, and I don't know. It's pretty tough to polish that turd, Paul. But
yeah,
it's football. I take it in the NFL.
Got an over under for you. Over under, you doze off by the middle of the third quarter. Over under 6 minutes into the third quarter.
For Bears Lions?
Well, for any of them.
Oh yeah, I'm dozing.
Oh, I'm dozing too.
For sure.
I'm not letting anybody know I'm dozing. I pull the whole hood up so I'm a tough guy because I can make it through. But I'm dozing.
Yeah,
I'm going to doze.
Yeah,
I will doze.
It's not like midsummer fifth inning baseball doze. It's a little lighter than that.
Yes.
But, with the food coma, all the tryptophan and all that stuff, it's pretty, you can get in there. You got to stand up to watch the Cowboys game. I'll tell you that. You stand up and you sort of, how you brace yourself on the back of the couch, both hands there. You're full, but you kind of assume the game day position and lean on the couch. That's how you have to get through that. All right, Jad, on this day in sports history, we've got a couple of minutes here to take us through November 24th.
Okay, well, we'll get to OTD, brought to you, of course, by Superior Rents. If you need tools or equipment, you can give them a call, 316-722-7600. Tools that work at Superior Rents. We're going to start off all the way back in 1904. Hey, we started off in 1904 yesterday as well. 1904, and of course, we've been talking about Alabama this morning. In 1904, Tennessee beat Alabama 7-0 in a college football game. The only touchdown scored in that game was fullback Sam McAllister, who scored the touchdown. He was wearing a wide leather belt with handles sewn into the sides. He was thrown by two teammates over the line of scrimmage for the only touchdown of the game. Apparently, several times in that game, they actually used these handles to throw him, the fullback, in order to get, imagine, first down in a couple of situations and the game-winning touchdown. Just goes to show you what you have to do to beat Alabama, even in 1904.
I never heard that. Did you, Jacob?
No.
I've never heard of that.
Much from 1904, but, you know, hey.
Yeah.
A wide leather belt with handles sewn on the sides.
I got to imagine they don't let you wear that no more.
Yeah. Well, that's innovating. You got it. You know, you want to win bad enough, you'll do anything.
I suppose so. All right, let's see. 1957 on this day, Cleveland Browns rookie Jim Brown rushes for 232 yards, scores four touchdowns in a 45-31 victory over the Rams.
So, big, fast, quick, agile.
Yep.
Jim Brown had it all, Jacob. He had it all.
He really did, and that happened on this day back in 1957. Of course, that is on this day in sports history.
All right, Jad Chambers, thank you. We're going to put a bow on our Thanksgiving. We'll present our Thanksgiving meal put together by Our Traditions and Yours, the unconventional kind, and we'll wrap up Sports Daily, take a holiday break, get you ready for the weekend. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back.
Girls and bands back. It ain't the latest thing. I'm just standing in a doorway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.